Hey guys, I'm Laura.
And I'm Anna.
And welcome back to your weekly dose of relatable content,
questionable advice,
lots of laughs,
and as always, girl vibes only.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Girl Vibes Only. I'm Laura.
And I'm Anna.
And we're back with our monthly obsession. Fan favorite, we always say it, but honestly, people always ask us.
These are my favorite
episodes. It's an excuse to shop.
It is.
And an excuse to talk about things we spend money on.
I just like, I love telling people what I love.
Yeah, it's just so fun. And yeah. Then it makes me, it influences me.
I know you influence me. Like, I love the gossip. Like, oh my God, you need to try this. I did this and it's so good. But like, I love that. I live for that.
It's so fun. And it makes me feel better about buying things when I'm like, ooh, this will be a good one for obsession video.
Yeah.
And I just love it.
I live for recommendations.
I know. Anytime I'm buying something and I end up liking it, I'm like, oh, I need to remember for obsession. And then I always forget. And then I'm always like, I have nothing to talk about. But I do. I have.
100%.
We have a ton.
It's been 6 months, guys.
Yes. So 6 months worth of stuff, probably. Yeah.
So don't judge us, okay? This hasn't all
buckle
been
up.
This
we
hasn't
have
all
lot.
Been purchased in 1 month, okay?
No. But Anna has a full list. So
you're
I did.
I
start.
Honestly had so much, and Lauren's like, oh.
We almost broke this up into two episodes, but we're just going
because
for
I had so much.
Just because Anna had so much.
Well, it's really just because of like the beauty and skincare section, which you know I'm a whore for.
So
the categories are going to be miscellaneous, beauty, and scent.
Yes.
Our normals.
The usual things that
the usual things to talk about. Okay. So miscellaneous is the first category. Do you want me to just go through all of mine and then you go through all of yours?
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
All right. So my first one, miscellaneous, is my leather bum bag.
Can you say miscellaneous one?
Miscellaneous. Miscellaneous. Miscellaneous, 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 miscellaneous. Wait, why is that so easy to say so fast?
I don't know. You're saying it so quickly.
Miscellaneous. Okay. So my leather bum bag. So as we know, like crossbody, like fanny pack, like those bags.
Yeah.
So we all know, like, we love the Lululemon. I had my Adidas one for a minute, then switched to Lulu.
Yep.
Love that bag. Use it literally all the time. I don't know why I've ever spent money on like designer nice bags. That's literally all I wear. So I, like, in the winter, I was kind of sick, you know, I was going out on dates and stuff like that. I was entering the dating pool. And I'm like, I don't want to bring my, like, purses are kind of weird sometimes. And, like, you never know where to, like, put them. Like, I feel like at restaurants. And I didn't want to just bring my Lulu bag. So I got a really cute black leather, like, bum bag. It has, like, a gold chain to it. I actually got it from Tea Boutique, which you are all familiar with.
Tea Boutique.
And they still sell the one that I have in black, tan and white, I believe. Yeah, girl. But it's so nice. I'm obsessed with it. I literally bring it everywhere with me. Obviously, if it's like a more casual day, like I'll use my Lulu, but it's been so nice to have. Just like
do you
a
have
more...
it with you today?
I do. Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, let me see in the flesh. Look how gorgeous.
Isn't
actually
it so
very,
cute?
It's very cute.
Yeah, and it's just like it's a little more elevated. So like you can wear it with like nicer outfits. So I'm just like, oh. Just a nail in my elbow into the table.
Funny move.
So it's just been like really nice to have on hand. Mm-hmm. And just because I felt like weird like wearing like a cute outfit and then like my Lulu like sport kind of bag. But
that is true because I do sometimes feel like that. I'm like, I have to have the vibe going for my Lulu to work.
Exactly. So I needed like a dressier version, but like not super fancy. And I didn't really want one like with like labels on it. So it's literally just like black leather with like gold hardware. And it's huge. Like you can fit so much in it. So I'm obsessed. Love it. So I think everyone should upgrade and get some sort of like a more elevated bum bag. Okay, next, Madewell jeans. I can't remember because I bought my first pair of Madewell jeans in like August, I believe, of last year.
You definitely talked about that.
Did I? Damn it.
But I don't think it was an obsession. I think you just talked about that.
Okay, well, the best jeans ever. Like they're just literally, they fit so well.
It's good to know you still like them.
Yeah, still love them. They actually, right now, I don't know if they'll... This episode, by the time it goes out, it'll probably be done. But they're for you. They're all 30% off right now, or the whole store is 30% off. So they are a bit of a pricey like jean point. dude. Pricier price point for jeans. Yeah. But they're really worth it. They're so nice. I literally the ones I got last August are the ones I wear all the time. So I got actually bought a new pair today since they were 30% off. But they do have I have two pairs. I have a black pair and then my light pair. And then I bought a new pair today. But they do have like sales that happen. So like I've never bought any of their jeans full price.
Okay.
My first pair I got, they were having some crazy, like all jeans were $50. Oh, like, wow. The 1 week. So I got my first pair then just because I was like, I don't want to spend.
Why not try it?
Yeah. And then I think I got my black pair when they were doing like another 30% off type thing. And then today. So definitely wait for like them to have a sale because they will have them pretty frequently. So definitely don't pay full price for them, but great, great jeans. And they're really nice in there too. Like if you go in, the staff is really sweet. And I feel like they're not like, I hate when you go in stores and they're like up your ass.
Yeah.
They're like very like chill, laid back. And, but they'll like help you like figure out like what fit and style is good for you. And what I appreciate with them is like, obviously I'm a shorter person. Right. So a lot of the times I need to get jeans in either short or like petite. And what my beef is with petite lines typically is like, if you get petite, like it's supposed to be petite because they're shorter, but then they make the sizing weird. So it's like my normal size in petite, like doesn't fit. I have to go like a size up and that pisses me off.
Yeah.
And they do not do that. And like the woman, when I was complaining about it in the store, I'm like, I'm nervous to try the petite. She was like, oh no, like that's like a big thing for us.
And that's
like,
what it's I the used same to. Thing. So I like yeah. that.
So at all of their, I know I can order their jeans in petite and still get my normal size and it not have, not have to worry about like the size be weird.
All right. Well, maybe I'll be trying them.
So highly recommend. And then my last obsession in the miscellaneous category is, and I was pissed, this is what I was talking about today that I didn't bring with me.
Oh,
this is not original by any, nothing I do is original, but I found this on TikTok and the True Lemon packets in Diet Coke.
Oh,
have you not seen this?
No.
Oh, I'm so happy then. Okay, so it's this new thing where people are getting True Lemon and True Lime packets. It's literally just like powdered like lemon.
The stuff you put in water.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I honestly never saw it until, but like, yeah, I guess it's
I'm picturing like, liquid IV.
It's similar to that, but it's literally just like lemon flavor, like lemon seasoning and like lime seasoning. I got the lemon. The people are putting it in their Diet Cokes. And
oh.
Lauren, it has changed Diet Coke. You already no. know, like I'm already a Diet Coke stan. It has changed it for me. And so I bought a pack of True Lemon and I've been putting it in my Diet Cokes and it's so fucking good. Like, honestly, I shouldn't have done it because I crave it so much more now. But I meant to bring two packets with me today because I knew I was going to get a Diet Coke. So I wanted you to try it too and I forgot.
Well, now you're going to have to do it next time for research.
So next time we record, I'll bring my True Lemon packets. But guys, like if you're a DC drinker,
you need to try.
I want to get the lemon or the lime to try that too. But they also have like True Orange and like a bunch of different flavors, which people also put that makes me a little nervous.
Yeah.
People do the True Orange and Diet Coke too, apparently. Yeah. But like, I'm just like, I think the lemon is kind of more my steez, but it's so
good. Oh yeah. No, I'd never heard about this.
Yeah, it's like really elevated things for me.
Good to know.
So those are my three miscellaneous category items. Okay.
Love it. So my miscellaneous. So I also, I guess I have three because I think one is considered beauty. I don't know. But
okay.
So the first.
I don't know.
I don't know what it's considered.
Jail, if it is. You put it in the miscellaneous category.
The wrong category. So my first is obviously one to talk about my bag. This is also not original. Again, also most of my things aren't original either.
No one is original, guys.
We just all like everything.
Yeah.
For Christmas, I got the Michael Kors, the tote bag.
I forgot you got that. I love
it. I got it in beige. She's so pretty. She's so spacious. I actually really love it.
Mom bag, I feel.
It's so nice. To be honest, I don't really use it for like mom stuff just because maybe we need to do a baby
we
version.
We should.
Because I have the beige diaper bag.
You do. The Cadillac of diaper bags.
I do. It is actually the size of a Cadillac too. But yeah, maybe we have to do a baby one.
We have one of the same favorites.
We do?
I just saw a picture.
Oh my God. So I have to bring up the bag because it's very spacious. It's gorgeous.
So pretty.
And you know what? I know this is not how you're supposed to use it, but because I also use my belt bags like here and there and you know, sometimes I have all my stuff in my belt bag and I don't feel like
you throw the belt bag in your
I put my belt bag into the tote bag.
A bag in a bag.
Well, because I'm like, I don't want to like
dear bag everything.
Listen,
little duffel bag girl.
When it's she's this cute, it's okay. So that's my first one. My next one is this Sarah Noni luxury blankets. Have you heard of them?
No, but I'm moving. So,
oh my God, they are luxury, but they are huge. Yeah, they're expensive.
They're $150.
But they have sales. They have sales. But it is so, because I think in before I've talked about Unhide, which I also love their blankets too. It's like the fake fur, blankets. And I do love Unhide. But these are so much plushier, so much, they're lighter too, so you don't sweat.
I appreciate that because I get to be,
but
get
they're
warm
so warm. Like they're cozy and warm without having to sweat. Whereas, like, my
there's
Unhide,
a lot of colors too.
Yeah, there's a ton of, this is a picture, but like there are a ton of colors. I have the sage green eucalyptus color, I believe it's called. So comfortable. It's been also like my family room is like beige and brown, and so it's my splash of green, which I like. I don't have it out right now because I'm washing it, but and that's it also washes very normal, so love that.
Good to know.
And then this will be my last in miscellaneous is my Nespresso machine. I haven't been on here to talk about it.
Love that. Yeah, because that's new for you.
I bought it for myself when I had the baby because
you're
I'm like
such a coffee girly.
Such a I drink
two Nespressos. I forgot you're such a coffee girly because you weren't drinking coffee for so long.
Right. Well, I didn't crave it. And then when I was.
Do you crave it now?
Oh, I have two a day before like 9 a.m.
Lauren, I would have a heart attack.
Well, this is the – I got the Nespresso Virtuo. I think it's how you say it. Mm-hmm. And that makes cups of coffee too. So it's not just like the shots.
Yeah.
So I'm making cups of coffee. So it's still like – you could pick your strength. Like I do still like medium strength, but it tastes so much creamier. Like, it honestly ruined regular coffee for me.
Yeah, like, what is this trash?
Literally, Tyler makes a pot, and I'm like, oh, peasant juice over there. And mine is rest.
Your dirt water.
Literally just so good.
Peasant juice. I hate you.
And I have, like Target has sells Starbucks Nespresso pods. So I get those. I like the blonde one.
I love the blonde roast.
And then I get them from Nespresso's website or, like, Amazon, too.
I gotcha. Nespresso does a really good deal where you can return yours and recycle them.
Yes.
Which I love.
I don't, but...
No, that's... I mean, yeah, no shade. I just think it's a nice program that they run.
It is, yes. Mm-hmm. It is a nice program. Well, unfortunately, they just got rid of the Nespresso, like, shop in King of Prussia.
Oh,
They used to have, like, the mall. You could, bring them there or buy them.
Yeah, because when I worked at the good old Crate and Barrel, we sold the Nespresso line, so... But we didn't sell the pods, which is a little counterintuitive,
it's
feel.
A little weird,
I think you need some sort of, like, a deal with Nespresso in order to sell the pods. Gotcha. But we would always direct them to Neiman Marcus.
Yes, that's where it was, mm-hmm. And now they don't do that anymore.
That's a shame.
Yeah. But it's definitely worth it, especially it was worth it during my maternity leave. That's like what I'd be like, oh, I'm up early, but I get to have an espresso. And it was like, actually helped.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Do you have the little espresso cups?
I don't. I haven't bought the espresso cups. I honestly really usually just do, I need to get the cups because I do want to have like actual espresso.
Do you think you would just sip?
I would try it. I think I in Paris when I learned to like coffee.
In Paris, I hate you.
When I was in Paris, I spent some time in Paris, just like Emily,
just my European
life. I was in 10th grade, so let's not get too excited. But I was a child, but that's when I learned to like coffee, and that's what it was. You like just sipped espresso, but it was so good over there and so like beautifully made.
I'm sure everything is
that it makes what we drink peasant juice.
Yeah,
compared to over there.
Me, I'm like, I love Dunkin'. It's like trash.
I did try your butter pecan drink. It was very good.
It's so good, guys.
Yeah,
try the butter pecan. Yeah, iced butter pecan coffee from Dunkin'. It's so good. I'm excited. The macadamia coffee from Starbucks was just released this week.
Oh, it was?
Oh, yeah. Oh. And everyone's been loving it. So I think I'm going to
try it tomorrow.
Yeah, I think tomorrow I'm going to try it.
So it's out now. I can try it tomorrow.
It is, okay. It is out right as we speak, Lauren.
Beautiful.
We could break into the Starbucks and they'd have all the juice.
Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. So next category, should we dive into beauty next?
You're so excited for beauty.
All right. Do you want to do scent first?
No, we can do beauty.
Okay. So again, do I just want me to run down my list? All right. I have quite a few beauty items.
Oh, boy.
I've shopped a lot.
My pocket's going to hurt after this one.
It's like beauty and skincare. Okay. Honestly, it's more skincare. So, yeah.
Straight to jail. Not in the right category.
Said beauty was skincare as well. Okay. So first up is, I think it's called like Skin Club. But it's sterile washcloths.
Oh.
They're like, I mean, okay, to be fair, is this probably good for the environment and like waste? No. But like, I'm seriously
struggling. Girl, just talking about returning the espresso pods.
I didn't say I was Little Miss, like, save the environment. I mean, like, yeah, I love it, but like, I didn't say that's like actively ingrained into my life.
Doesn't Madewell also do the return your
They do. Program? They do. I only have two pairs though. I'm not returning them shits. I'm still wearing them every day. I just think it's nice. But anyways, so my skin, as we all know, we've been on my skin journey with me. So whatever, I was on Accutane, came off, things were great. Guess what? Shit hit the fan. Actually, right when we ended, my like skin just really started breaking out again and it wasn't good. And it was really super frustrating.
I will say it's never been like it used to be.
Though. No. Okay. So that's
the thing. You still have really great skin.
Yeah. So it's not, I don't get, knock on wood, cystic acne like I used to. It's more just like normal acne, but it's still like on my chin area and it just like, I feel like it's constant. Like I maybe will get like a week break and then I have an outbreak, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I've still been like on the skin journey kind of. And I really do not want to go back on Accutane. That's just like, I don't want to do it again. So I did end up sort of getting back on birth control to help
it.
You know, with the whole acne thing. But I've really been trying to like get back into more, because I was doing really simple skincare stuff and, you know, simple is great. And I'm still kind of doing like, you know, the simple like clean beauty stuff. But I do need to like, I need actual like product that's like going to help with like getting rid of acne. So there are these sterile like washcloth towels where like you use it once and you do throw it away. So like, that's not the best. I need to find a more permanent solution. But for the time being, they're like they're clean, because you know, like you use a washcloth after you wash your face to dry it off, and then like it gets like bacteria no matter how much. And like, I'm sorry, I don't have a plethora of washcloths. I don't do laundry.
So this is for washing your face.
Like you wash your face, and then once you're done washing, you go to dry it.
Okay.
It's to dry your face after.
Oh, okay.
And so that's my thing, is like I would reuse the same washcloth, and like that gets dirty though, so you need to wash it. But then like, are you supposed to have one washcloth every night? I don't have enough washcloths for that. I don't do laundry that frequently enough. No. Like that's just too much. So I found these. They're like sterile towels, so they're always clean. You don't have to worry about the towel like putting bacteria back on your face. So I love them. Again, like I said, I got them on Amazon. You can get like a pack of like 70 for like $10 or something. So they've been really great. I feel like they've definitely been helping. Again, not probably the best for the environment, but hey, I'm just a girl who wants clear skin. Okay. Sue me. So those are my first one. Next one, we've probably all seen this, but okay. So, you know, Drunk Elephant.
Yes.
They're the ones who kind of started this craze, I feel like, with their moisturizer pump.
Oh,
where you like pump and it like comes up.
Yep.
Well, I don't use Drunk Elephant. I use my moisturizer is still the La Roche Posay one. But I bought one of those pumps on Amazon, like myself. And so I just squeezed my moisturizer in it. And so I still get the satisfaction of the pump. And my next obsession with that is actually the Drunk Elephant, the bronzy drops.
Oh, yep. I have those.
I know you do.
Love
those. They're so good. So I do the little mixture. I pump my moisturizer and put the bronzy drops in, mix it, whatever. I'm wearing it today. That's my next favorite. So good. Like, I feel like it just gives, like, I feel like the first time I wore it, like, Morgan was like, did you get a spray tan? I'm like, no.
Those bronzing drops are legit.
I really
understand
like them.
The obsession.
Yeah.
And I will say I had a phase where I liked Drunk Elephant back when like it was first released.
I remember that.
The packaging was beautiful.
Yeah.
We
all went through a Drunk Elephant phase.
But then to be honest, some of their stuff did really work, I think. but it was so too expensive to so keep expensive. Up with. But their drops, I think, are very reasonable
price. I totally agree.
And you don't need much to
when I kept make hearing people talk about them, and then I was kind of like bought in. I was like, oh, I actually kind of do want to try them.
Yeah.
I was surprised that the price, I mean, it's still, you know, a luxury brand.
Of course, yeah.
But they're not as expensive. I think they're like $40. Yeah. They're not as expensive as I was expecting them to be.
Agreed.
So they're amazing.
Great one.
Next is, so I just put it under Paula's Choice because it's just all of those products. So I've kind of, I think you did too. Back in the day, I used the Paula's Choice, like ABA, BHA exfoliating toner.
Yep.
Back on that grind again. I just love it. It works really well. It really, like, I definitely am someone who needs to exfoliate twice a day. Like,
I was going to ask how often you
use it. Yeah, so I use it in the morning and at night. Okay. I didn't start, I worked my way up to that, but I definitely, my skin needs that.
Yeah.
So I love that. So I'm back on that. I'm also using her eye brightening serum. So I use that in the morning and at night as well, just because I've been noticing my under eyes have just been getting really dry recently. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's one of those features, like if you like watch the show, it's time for an eye serum or whatever, those things.
Yep.
Oh, so funny. And then the last one is it's called the 10% Azelaic Acid Booster. So it's another like topical cream that I use on morning and night as well. And I feel like it's really helped. That's the thing is, I don't know if it's my skincare routine or the birth control or what the mix is, but regardless, the mixture of the both, the combination has been helping, I feel.
Okay.
So yeah, those are my three Paula Choice things. And then I just have two more.
Go for it.
The next one is skincare again. It's the Kiehl's Rare Earth Deep Pore Cleansing Mask.
Oh, Kiehl's.
Holy
is good. Oh, you were talking about this.
Guys, so this is another thing I found on TikTok. It's so good, Lauren. Like my skin, I did it for the first time a couple weeks ago. And I came downstairs and I was like, I made Garnell and Morgan look at my skin. My skin looked like glass.
So is it like an overnight mask?
Do you you wash it off. Okay. It's a clay mask. You put it on. I think I had it on for maybe 20 minutes. I washed it off. My skin felt so tight. My pores were like non-existent. And I kid you not, my skin, it looked like glass.
Wow.
It was wild. So like, I think I'm going to try and do it once a week.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do it tomorrow.
Can you take a video and share?
Yeah. Yes, I will. But it's really, really good.
Okay.
And then my last two are actual like makeup. they're both Mario products. So it's the Mario Moisture Glow Plumping Lip Serum in Petal Glow.
Okay.
So it's like the kind of lipstick shaped one. Obsessed with the color. It's so good.
Is it like a pinkier nude?
It's a nude color. Okay. I feel like it's like a, because Morgan can wear that color too. So okay. Like, I feel like it's kind of like a really standard, like universal color, for at least people with like fair skin tones. But it's like very, makes your lips look so juicy and like, it kind of gives that like juice. It gives that like almost, lip filler like effect to it, like, you know when like people with lip filler, like their lips are just so smooth.
Yeah,
that's what it makes your lips look like, which I love.
Oh, love that.
And then the next one is again Mario Moisture Glow Plumping, but this one is the lip oil. Okay. So it's not the stick, it's like you put it up, it has like a doe foot applicator it.
Yep,
it's the oil one, and I have it in Miss Rose, which is more of, it's like, it's a darker color.
Mm-hmm.
It would look really good on you though, because we have like similar skin tones. It's so pretty. I'm like obsessed with it. It's so comfortable. I'm just like, those are been the two like lips I've been wearing for like the past like 3 months.
Love it.
Obsessed with them. So that's all my beauty.
That is a lot of beauty. I like those. I have a couple beauty, not nearly as much as you do. I will start with one that kind of goes with the Drunk Elephant bronzer drops.
Yeah.
I got the L'Oreal True Match Lumi Glotion.
That's like a dupe.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. So really? I actually mix that with the bronzing drops.
Oh.
Or I, what I've been doing, especially for this, is like the perfect work from home makeup. I use my Lumi Glotion, and if I'm having like a pale day, I will add a couple drops in. But just the Lumi Glotion with my Fenty Skin Tint foundation.
Oh, I love that.
And I actually rub it on with my fingers. You know how people are doing that now? I know.
Lauren, I can't get behind that.
But it looks so good on my skin when I'm
happy for you, but I can't stand by that.
Listen, it works. It's quick. beautiful. It sits on my skin so nice.
The feeling of having makeup on my fingers is like nails on a chalkboard for me.
I will say it's the only one I do it with. Like all my other ones. Okay. And if I'm doing my – you're judging me so hard.
I just like – I truly – it's one of those things I truly will never. But like I'm happy for you. But I will – you will never catch me dead applying makeup with my fingers. I just like physically can't do it.
So do you ever put concealer on with your fingers?
Fuck no. Absolutely not. Like I just like it – like when I tell you it skeeves me out. Like if I see – if I start a TikTok video and the girl starts applying or whoever starts applying their makeup with their fingers, I immediately scroll.
So funny. I can't do it. Do not use my fingers for concealer.
That girl who does like the 20 pumps of foundation. Lauren, like I blocked her.
That skeeves me.
I blocked her on TikTok because I can't watch it.
So the reason, and this is why I only do it with the skin tint plus the lotion, is because the lotion feels like it's like a moisturizer.
Yeah.
And so I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So like,
but it's adding this Fenty skin tint that's keeping me.
Because I put
my de-bronzy drop, I mix it with my moisturizer, so I obviously apply that on my fingers.
No, it goes on, and that's why I love the skin tint. I've always loved the skin tint. I think that was an obsession like forever ago. I like it because it's so lightweight
Switched over to it back for like summer.
Love it. I reordered it with my Sephora haul. So yeah, that's my like go-to work from home on camera makeup. Yeah. So
my go-to has been the de-bronzy with my moisturizer.
Love that. This one, very basic, but the Ilia Full Size Limitless Lash Mascara.
Such a good mascara.
Love that mascara. Got it from Amazon, but then I reordered it on
Sephora.
Love it.
It's a really good one. It just like really separates your lashes.
I've been mixing that one. So this is one thing. I can use it without mixing mascaras, which usually I feel like I have to use two, or I just like to use two.
Yeah. That's funny. I never do that.
Really?
I've only ever used one.
Maybe this one, I feel like I only need the Limitless Ilia. I've been mixing it with, if I do want to mix it, the Benefit Magnetic mascara, what, which I think I talked about before. Yeah. I like those too. So I have that. Then this is my bougie product. Ooh. I'm going to say this wrong. How do you say that?
Caudalie.
So
I've been dying to try this. So I'm so excited to hear about this.
It is amazing.
Oh,
it makes my skin feel so smooth. I honestly feel like it's like been evening.
Tell them what
out.
It is because oh, I yeah, jumped sorry. In and then
yes,
sorry.
I like showed her a picture. So we started talking about it. So it is their Premier Crew, the Rich Cream. It's a moisturizer. And I have this, and I also have their eye cream in the same Premier Crew. So when I actually went to Sephora, I was just like kind of looking. You know how they always like get you and they're like, what are you looking for? And I was just like, oh, I'm just kind of looking for like a skin like moisturizer or whatever. They brought me to this brand and they were kind of going through each one, but they're like, but the Premier Crew line is like the all-encompassing of every product that we have. If you're going to do one, I would recommend this one. And it's like also gorgeous packaging. It seems very luxe.
Honestly, the reason I want to try it is just the color of the bottle.
Oh my God.
It's stunning purple.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's like a nice little eggplant. And Anna, for the environmentally conscious.
Right, because I'm just so.
You're just so caring about that.
I do. I'm not saying that.
They have refill cups. So you can,
cute.
Once you finish it, you can recycle.
Oh, that is enough reason for me to buy it.
Your refill cup, and then you get a cheaper cup. Like, so it's like cheaper than the original big package.
I'm buying it.
So it is worth it. I really, really like it. It does not break me out. Really like it. The eye cream, I like it. I don't know 100% if it's like doing a ton yet.
Yeah.
But that applicator has like a roller on it.
Does it feel cool?
Oh, so nice. It's best. Like the metal roller and it just is amazing.
That's the absolute best.
Yeah. So definitely recommend if you're going to get that. Okay. I have two more beauties. The first, Benetint.
I keep seeing this everywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say it wrong. So Benefit Benetint. Mm-hmm. So nice. So I follow Courtney Calhoun on TikTok. I don't know if anyone knows her, but.
Wait, is she the Dibs? Mm-hmm. Oh, who's the Courtney who owns Dibs Beauty?
I follow her. Not that this is different. Okay. But I love this girl, Courtney. She was the one who did, she was really popular around Christmas time. She did all the advent calendars. Like, she was going to all the stores, Target, Sephora, Ulta.
Okay, yes.
Doing it. That's how she kind of got popular, but now she, okay. Does a lot of other stuff. But anyway, she likes this, and it's so nice because, like, you can just – sorry. You put it on your fingers, and you just, like, dab in, like, tin. You can use a sponge if you want.
Do you use it on your lips,
too? Yes, I've tried it on lips. And it does. It just gives you a nice little rosy color, like, yeah. Just a flush. And you can add
really
more.
Pretty when people do it.
It's nice. Again, I use it for work a lot, too, because you know how you don't want to use, like, your best makeup yeah. for your work?
Like, especially, like, when you're on Zoom. Like, yes. It's not that
deep. No one cares.
Deep.
Yeah. Like, it's like, I might only have a couple meetings that day that yeah. I need makeup for, so I'm like – yeah. So this is a perfect one for that because also a little goes a long way. I'm okay. going to have this forever. It's because you just need like little paintbrush
like the
on
rare
you.
Beauty blushes.
Yeah. Little forever. And then my last one, I had to add this because you added it. I just had to say I joined the bandwagon with the Dior Addict Lip Oil.
Isn't it so fucking good?
I have the cherry.
It's the best.
I love it. I just love the feeling of it. I love the applicator.
It is like one of those few luxury items yes. where like you put it on, you're like, I get it.
And it feels luxury.
Yeah.
Luxurious.
You should order it from Dior's website next.
Really?
Because like it's like
you feel even better about
it. Because it comes in like a Dior box and they'll send you free samples and it's like very luxe.
All right. Maybe I will.
Like if you're gonna spend that much on a lip oil, you might as well get the like instead of Sephora, just throw
the
it in
packaging,
the box.
Yeah.
Like
that's true.
Yeah.
Great point.
Thank you.
So recommend doing that from Dior's website, actually.
Yeah.
According to Anna.
Love that.
Yeah.
Great beauty
items.
Oh,
wait. I have one other. This is my beauty item that I wasn't sure if it was beauty or miscellaneous.
Oh, okay.
Do you not want me to talk about
no.
it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't see it.
Oh.
I literally can't tell what it is.
It's the Manta Sleep Mask.
Is this your super expensive...
I don't think it's super expensive.
Oh, okay.
Oh no. That, that was a silk one. I talked about that one before. So you guys know I love sleep masks. I sleep with a sleep mask every single night.
I really want to be a sleep mask girly. I just, haven't been.
I can't not now. Like, really? It's almost, like, bad because it blocks out all the light.
I just always had, like, really cheap ones. I think I need to get a nice one. But, like, I don't know if I'm a sleep mask girly, so I don't want to spend money on a nice one.
There's one from Target that's really cheap. I'll tell you. I think it might be Stars Above, but I'm not 100% positive. It's cheap.
I feel like people who like wear sleep masks are just like
better than
have
us.
Their yeah no they yeah like they have their life together.
No.
I feel like they also wear matching pajama sets and like
I do wear
drink enough water.
What do you not you don't wear matching pajama
no,
sets?
No, Lauren, I'm not a matching pajama set girl.
Wait, so what'd he wear?
Big t-shirt and underwear.
Oh.
I'm not like a cute, like.
Yeah, mine are like little cute sets.
Yeah, no, I want to be you so badly. I do. Like every.
I didn't know that was weird.
Every part. No, it's not weird.
Or like, I guess that it wasn't across the board. I thought we were all doing the same thing.
No, definitely not. There's definitely a big majority of us who like are dying to be you, but
I did not
I'm
know.
Just not. Like I get hot. I'd rather wear a t-shirt. Like I strive. But and like anytime I've bought PJ sets, like I'll wear them once and I'm just like, I hate this.
You know, I love a good sleep set and my eye mask. And
that's what I mean. Like my point is being proven. My
it feels
point
great
is being
going to
proven.
Sleep. But no, I really, it does help me sleep better because Tyler will be like watching TV next
and
to
you
me.
You probably have like really great sleep hygiene and like.
Yeah, I just like go right to sleep and it's great.
My life is just very different.
So the Manta Sleeps mask, I actually didn't purchase
for
myself.
Wait, can I see it?
Yeah, so it has like these eye cushions.
Okay.
And it's like
wait,
totally blackout.
Is this the thing that you, what's that? Have you seen that thing where it's like an eye massager?
I think I know what you're talking about. I don't know if Manta makes that.
That looks so.
I have seen something
so
like
nice
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it is nice. This one is like more of like a heavy duty like sleep mask. It's not like to be cute. It's not a cute sleep mask.
Right.
But so I rotate. I have like.
So does it have some weight to it?
A little bit. They have a weighted version.
Okay.
Though.
I feel like I would love.
They
that.
Have a weighted one. This is the non weighted.
Sometimes I sleep with my pillow over my head.
Just get an eye mask. That's literally what you're doing. and was suffocating herself.
I'm like, why am I so hot?
Instead of just wearing a freaking eye mask.
Me literally have my head under a pillow with no covers on.
But you could have one piece of fabric on like your eyes.
Like a literal psychopath. Maybe, yeah. Yeah, okay, maybe. Kind of, I need to terrifying. Give it a, need to give it a try.
Okay. Go ahead.
Love that. Okay. So the next and like final category yes. for us is scent. Are we shocked?
No.
Okay. So I have 3 cents.
I just have 2.
So okay. You can go. So the first one is one I just saw your screenshot of. I don't know that we have the same flavor, so it might be okay, but it's the Sol de Janeiro.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Mine's 68.
Oh, 62. I have the 62. Okay.
So I forget. I don't even know. Mine's the light pink one. But it is.
That one does smell
yeah.
so good.
So I think, is that the original?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love the original. And then I was in Sephora and they had come out because Sol de Janeiro used to only have that 62 scent.
Right.
And in the Bum Bum cream too. So I saw they came out with all these new flavors. So I tried the 68, the light pink. It's so good. I literally bought the spray, like the body spray and the lotion, like yeah. a big bottle of the lotion that I put on every night. I'm obsessed with the scent. I like, it's so good. And so I pair it because it's like a body spray.
Right.
So it's not necessarily like a perfume. So what I've been doing recently is I get out of the shower and I moisturize with the 68 lotion.
Okay.
And then like whatever, go to sleep. And then when I wake up in the morning, I spray the body spray first. And then my next scent that's on my obsessions is the Versace Dylan Purple. So it's the new Versace perfume. I have talked about Versace Dylan Blue on the podcast before. It's one okay. of my all-time favorites. It's such a good spring scent. But this is their newest version of the Dylan line. So it's Versace Dylan Purple. It pairs so well with the Sol de Janeiro one. It's like my favorite little concoction. I'm obsessed with it. The guy that I'm like currently dating right now, like the other day, he was at the gym and he texted me and he was like, someone's like wearing your perfume at the gym. And I was like, no, they're fucking not, bitch, because mine's my own special concoction. But
you're like, impossible. Like,
one, okay, cute, but two, no, they're not.
Yeah,
so,
I like the attempt at knowing the scent though.
Yeah, that, I was like, how dare they? Only I'm allowed to smell like that. But I was like, also, you, what's the word I want?
Know what I smell like?
No.
Oh. I don't know where you're
you
going.
You silly, silly boy.
Oh.
You have no
not idea. Where I thought
you have. You have no idea.
The word you couldn't remember
you
is
have,
silly.
No. Well, I was, the first word that came to my head was stupid, but that was mean and not at all what I meant. So I was like, what is the word I'm looking for? And it was silly. You silly, silly boy. No, the fucking potion that I mix up in my room every day to smell the way I do. But thank you. And then the last one is a new scent. You probably know what I'm going to say. It's the Gisu. I don't know if that's how you say the brand name. I've used their hair oil before, but yes. It's the Gisu honey infused hair perfume.
Mm-hmm.
I got it during the Sephora sale. I wore it to book club last week and
I smelled her hair.
Made
it
everyone
great.
Sniff me. It just smells so good. I feel like it's just like a nice refresh, especially when you're on like day 4 hair, like just full of like dry shampoo. It's just like, you know, boost things a little bit. So obsessed.
I think that's going to be one of my next purchases.
You should do it
when I do another little haul because yeah. it did smell really great. And I definitely don't have like a little hair perfume.
Yeah. I love the, I mean, you guys know me, I'm addicted to perfume. So a hair perfume is just like right up my alley.
Yeah.
So those are all of my scent recs.
Love it. I'm surprised you only had 3, to be honest.
I know, right? It's been 6 months and I only had 3.
Yeah. That's,
I've been doing good.
Well, you did like limit yourself.
I did. I was on like a really big, like, you cannot buy perfume.
So now you have good ones.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, I also have the Brazilian Crush. I have 62,
mm-hmm.
Which is the original and the pistachio and salted caramel.
Oh, I didn't know that that's what it was.
It doesn't smell like that.
No.
When you spray it on yourself.
I just don't read the bottle.
Yeah.
The bottle's not very reading friendly, if I'm
no.
being honest.
No. I mean, yeah. Well, I think it's more for like pizzazz or something. Yeah. I don't know. But
like, I couldn't tell you one word that's on that bottle. I've had this, like, I've had
number.
That scent, like, for years, like, when first came out. I could not tell you one thing.
Well, you know what's
I
funny?
I only know it's Sol de Janeiro because people talk about it.
Yeah,
so
it
much.
Doesn't even say Sol de Janeiro on the bottle.
Yeah. Brazilian crush. I think I've like looked at the label once and it looked too busy and I've just given up looking, like trying to read the label.
Such a you thing yeah. to do.
Sorry, keep going. I'm like pistachio, but I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I don't know what's in the yours, the 68. I don't remember what
that is. I have no idea. But never read it.
love this for summer. Obviously, I feel like Sol de Janeiro is just a really great summer scent. Any of the numbers that you get, pretty much. Yeah. There's only one that I don't like. I think it's
the dark orange one.
No, it's the other pink one, the like really hot pink. Is that the same one we're thinking of?
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
It smells too like,
I can't tell flowery. If it's dark orange or really hot pink. I feel like it's like a
similar. Okay, that's the same one that we're talking about. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I don't like
that
one.
I don't like it either.
And then this is from Target. Obviously, I have to throw this in there. Is the newest scent that I'm obsessed with is the honey oat milk and almond orange. It is That's an interesting blend. Oh my gosh, I love orange in candles and like scents because
I don't know that I have a ton of.
It's orange. Very fresh and it's perfect for spring or summer. I have the candle and then the diffuser. Oh, I have both, so I can have you smell them.
Yeah,
they smell so good. I have the candle downstairs and then I have the diffuser because I'm starting to try and get more into diffusers.
Yeah,
because it's better for like your house.
I just bought the Pura.
Oh, so
maybe that'll be for my new apartments. Maybe that'll be in my next month.
That might be the next obsession. Yeah. Like I'm trying to get into stuff like that. This is a reed diffuser, so obviously it's not like perfect. I do think that they like you have to.
They're like strong when you first open them.
Yeah, they're great when like if you walk. I flipped it yesterday. And if you walked in yesterday, you like smell the room, and I think it lasts for like a couple days. And if you like go close to it, you get the whiff.
Yeah.
But it definitely doesn't last as long as it could. But I have the candle too, and it smells great.
That's good to know because I've been burning through all my candles because obviously I'm moving. Yeah. I'm just like, that's a weird thing to like move with you. So I literally am on my like last candle. And
this would be a good one.
I know. I'm excited to when I move, finally put the embargo off of candles and to be able to buy them again because I've been fiending for a candle.
Yeah. You'll so like
maybe
it.
Maybe I'll give it a try.
Yep.
But love and that.
That's it.
Love that
Those
so much.
Those are our obsessions. We had a lot.
It was a long one. I hope your wallets are okay after this episode.
Yeah, let us know if you apologize.
Let us know what you like. If you don't like it, sorry.
Yes.
But yeah, we'll definitely be back next month, probably with less items.
Yep.
But it was just, you know, a long stint we were gone. So
yeah, we had to catch up. And speaking of next episodes, we just want to let you guys know, obviously, we got a lot going on in both of our lives right now. We're going to try and be as consistent as we can with episodes, but you're definitely going to get them monthly for sure. Like probably at least two a month, but it might not be every single week.
Yeah.
So check our Instagram. We'll probably post when we're having a new one. Just subscribe so it pops up on your phone.
Like and subscribe, guys.
But yeah, so in case you're looking for us, we're not going to go on another 6 month hiatus. So we just might be like skipping a week.
Yeah. If we miss a week or so, don't be mad at us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still listen.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. Hope you like this episode and we'll catch you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Girl Vibes Only podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode and stick around for more every Monday morning. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Girl Vibes Only. That's GRL Vibes Only to stay up to date on our latest content and be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. TTYL XOXO Girl Vibes Only.